This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Basala with the news. The headlines first. Tihar concludes with Bhai Tika celebration on Sunday. Preparations for Chhath festival begins. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to complete initiated infrastructure projects keeping nation's development in center. And schools close in Lahore of Pakistan as pollution hits record level. Now the news in detail. With the celebration of Bhai Tika, the five-day Tihar festival has concluded yesterday. Bhai Tika is the final and major day of the Tihar festival on which sisters offer Tika to their brothers, wishing them happiness, long life and prosperity. The Bal Gopaleshwar temple in Rani Pokhari was also open for the Bhai Tika celebration yesterday. The temple is open only once a year on Bhai Tika. On the occasion of Bhai Tika, President Ramchandra Paudal and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli received Tika from their sisters at the auspicious hour yesterday. Preparations for Chhath, a major festival in Nepal, has started after the completion of two major festivals, Dussehra and Tihar. The four-day Hindu festival Chhath is dedicated to the worship of the Surya Dev, the sun god, and Chaiti Maya, the goddess of Sasi. During Chhath, devotees observe a rigorous ritual that includes fasting, holy bathing in rivers and ponds, and making offerings to the sun. Chhath is celebrated with great enthusiasm, especially in the Terai region where people from different communities participate in the festivities. This year, Chhath is on the 7th of November. Meanwhile, bananas worth 50 million rupees have been imported from India to Janakpur, the capital of Madhya Pradesh, for the upcoming Chhath festival. Banana is considered a must fruit for the people observing the festival, especially for those fasting on the occasion. President of Janakpur Fruits and Vegetables Traders Committee, Bishweshwar Yadav, shared the information that bananas are offered to God as an urga during the Chhath festival and the demand for the fruit is high. Since the local produce is not enough, there is a compulsion to import from neighboring country India. Traders say that even though there is a lot of potential for banana production in Nepal, the local production does not meet the demand. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has pledged to complete the initiated infrastructure projects keeping the nation's development in the center. The Prime Minister's remark came on the social media Facebook in the context of the Thai Air Asia starting flights from the Gautam Buddha International Airport yesterday. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal has said that Thai Air Asia will conduct regular flights on Monday and Thursday every week from the airport starting from the 9th of November. Meanwhile, the Thai Air Asia has launched flights on Bangkok to Bhairava and Bhairava to Bangkok route from yesterday. A Thai Air Asia plane landed at Gautam Buddha International Airport at 6:55 a.m. yesterday with 7 crew members. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma zero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Deputy Prime Minister and Urban Development Minister Prakash Man Singh has left for Egyptian capital Cairo to participate in the World Urban Forum program. The World Urban Forum is the premier global conference on sustainable urbanization. According to the Ministry of Urban Development, Deputy Prime Minister Singh will address three sessions of the World Urban Forum, calling attention of the world on challenges Nepal is facing in the development of settlements. His address will also focus on the problems encountered in the face of climate change and on the achievements Nepal has made in terms of habitat development. The World Urban Forum program is taking place from the 4th to 8th of November in Cairo. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka left here for India to take part in the International Solar Alliance. Minister Khadka led delegation flew to New Delhi yesterday afternoon to take part in the 7th International Solar Alliance, scheduled from November 3 to 6 in the Indian capital New Delhi. The International Solar Alliance was declared during the 21st session of the COP21 held in Paris, France in 2015. During which head of the states from 120 countries had pledged for their active participation in the Alliance for the Promotion of Solar Energy. The conference will also select a new executive committee. The upcoming event will mobilize more than $1,000 billion of investment for the widespread use of solar energy, which is expected to benefit Nepal in its goal of carbon emission to net zero by 2045. Minister Khadka is accompanied by senior energy expert Prabal Adhikari, Director General at the Electricity Development Department Naveen Raj Singh, and Minister Khadka's financial advisor Amit Srestha. Inspector General of Police Basanta Bahadur Kaur left for Glasgow of Scotland in the United Kingdom, leading a three-member delegation to the 92 session of the Interpol General Assembly. The 92 session of the Interpol General Assembly is taking place from the 4th to 7th of November. Discussions will be held in the General Assembly on cooperation between Interpol and the World Health Organization, WHO, on the strategy to combat terrorism. The Assembly will focus on enhancing the analysis capacity of police, integrating strategy against extremism and amending the Interpol Constitution. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The unprecedented air pollution in the Pakistani city of Lahore has forced authorities to close all primary schools for a week. The BBC quoted the data from IQ Air saying the air quality index, which measures a range of pollutants, exceeded 1,000 on Saturday, well above the benchmark of 300 considered dangerous by the World Health Organization. The level of fine particulate matter in the air, the most damaging to health, has also soared well into hazardous levels. From Monday, 50% of office workers will also work from home as part of a green lockdown plan. Similarly, the other measures including bans on engine-powered rickshaws and vendors that barbecue without filters. The government is urging people to stay indoors and avoid unnecessary travel. Vehicles equipped with pumps are spraying water into the air to help control the smog level. Construction work has also been halted in certain areas. Lahore is Pakistan's second largest city, topped the world list of cities with the most polluted air for a second time on Sunday. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological forecast in the region has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, along with the hilly regions of rest of the provinces, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at some places of hilly region of Bagmati and Gandaki province and at a few places parts of hilly regions of rest of the provinces today. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Meantime, light rain was reported in some hilly areas of Bagmati and Kosi province yesterday. According to the senior meteorologist at the division, Santi Kadel, light rain is likely to occur in the hilly areas of Bagmati, Kosi and Gandaki provinces on today. There is a possibility of light rain in the hilly areas across the remaining provinces, hilly area and in a few places in Parai region. Senior meteorologist Kadel clarified that anticipated rainfall is expected to have a negligible impact. She confirmed that the weather conditions will gradually improve from tomorrow. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bihar concludes with Bhai Tika celebration on Sunday. Preparations for Chhath festival begins. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to complete initiated infrastructure projects keeping nation's development in center. And schools close in Lahore, Pakistan as pollution hits record level. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.